This is Michael Johnson, and we're here in San Francisco, and it's kind of an exciting day, kind of an exciting pre-day. I'm here with Justin Ratner, the CTO of the Intel Corporation. We're going to talk today a little bit about an exciting event that's coming up called the IDF, Internet Developers Forum. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Michael. Happy to be here.
Now tell me, what is IDF and what makes it exciting?
Well, IDF is a twice-yearly event that Intel and a number of co-sponsors put on, really focused at the developer community that has grown up around the Intel architecture and PC technology, clients, servers, and so forth. So it's a, you know, it's a coming together of some of the best and brightest in the industry to exchange views and talk about the future.
How many people are going to be attending approximately?
You know, I think we're expecting, including, you know, press and analysts, roughly 5,000 people.
And what's the focus, the attention going to be on this IDF? I know I've been to others. Tell me a little bit about this one.
Well, at the last IDF, we rolled out Intel's program in energy efficient performance. And since that time, since last spring, Intel's introduced over 40 new processors and platforms. So we've had, you know, virtually a complete remake of the product line. We'll continue that conversation. I think we're going to be announcing some very exciting new products. We're going to be talking about our quad-core products coming out later this year and into next year. And I have the opportunity in my keynote to talk a little bit further out, you know, over the next 4 or 5 years, what the future might hold.
Okay. So I imagine we'll be talking about some of the updates of what's been happening since the last IDF and some of the progress in the different platforms like vPro and Vive and that sort of thing as well.
That's right. There are Tech Insight sessions that are hosted by our Intel fellows and senior fellows, and they're going to be talking, in fact, specifically about the Vive platform and developments that continue there. We're even going to be talking about high-performance computer systems, supercomputer systems, if you will, and what role Intel technology is playing in the world's most powerful computers.
Now, you're the CTO, so what are the big breakthroughs that you're excited about in particular?
Well, there are a number of things. it's hard to, you know, it's like who's your favorite child, I guess. We've got some pretty exciting things to talk about here. You know, last year we first started talking about our TerraScale research program, and this is aimed at building systems, let's say, 5 years from now that achieve the three T's. And the T's are a teraflop or a teraop per second of computing capability, a terabyte per second of memory bandwidth to a single chip, and a terabit per second of I/O bandwidth to and from that chip. So we'll be talking about the technology developments that are leading up to that. And we'll actually show for the first time anywhere a new experimental chip that we've designed. We have first silicon, and that chip is capable of a teraflop and a terabyte per second of memory bandwidth using a very novel chip stacking technology. And then we'll also talk about our newly announced hybrid laser technology that got a lot of press over the last week. We'll be doing the first live public demonstration of the hybrid laser, and we'll talk about how that technology will be the basis for building a terabit per second I/O link sometime over the next year or two.
Now, one of the things in particular that I've been interested in hearing about, too, is the 80-core processing chip. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, this is a pretty exciting development in two ways. We've designed an experimental processor chip that has 80 fairly simple processing cores on it, much simpler than our dual-core and our quad-core systems today. But those 80 cores put together are actually capable of computing in excess of 1 trillion operations per second. They're interconnected by a two-dimensional mesh network, so they can communicate at very high speeds with one another, literally at hundreds of gigabytes per second, and of course talk to memory. When you concentrate that much computing power on a single chip, the next obvious question is, how do you provide it with adequate memory bandwidth? How do you keep the cores busy when they need to go to memory to get data? And here again, I think we've created a very novel solution. Rather than add a lot of pins to the package and, you know, have a lot of memory buses, we've built a custom memory, a static RAM, SRAM array that we literally flip on top of the processor, the processor die, and we make a direct die-to-die connection between the processing chip and the memory chip. And in that way, we're able to form thousands of electrical connections between the two chips and literally provision that microsystem with over a terabyte per second of memory bandwidth. So in that way, we get two out of the three T's that I talked about.
So this is really looking forward to the future in many ways, yeah?
Absolutely. And we've been at work for, you know, the last 3 or 4 years now, just sort of quietly putting all the pieces in place that will make those terascale systems possible. And we like at IDF from time to time to update the developer community on our progress and, you know, keep them in the loop and solicit their partnership and their engagement on these programs.
That's great to see this kind of movement, because I remember the research day at Intel and what exciting things were. Diamond was announced there and presented some of the anthropological studies as well, the terascale computing as well, communication, all of that. So so the developers will really be coming together to focus on those possibilities in those applications as well.
Absolutely. And we like to build interest and excitement around these programs, and there's no better place to do that than IDF.
Justin Ratner is the CTO of the Intel Corporation. It's going to be an exciting week. We're looking forward to it, and thanks for being with us on the podcast today.
All right, thank you.